Hello, heroes, and welcome to the 90th episode of Campaign. I'm Kat Cool, your host and game master. Before we get started, first, let me tell you about Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy! Now, James and I would like to thank our outstanding Patreon backers.
Neil Gibson, thank you.
Adrian Cable, thank you so much.
Andy Burden, thank you. Andy runs a gaming talk show, and he also helped us design the NPC app that never saw light.
Yeah, but keep on rocking, Andy. Thank you
we
so
love you,
much.
Bud.
Adam Swengler, thank you.
Kate McAllister, thank you.
Games by Playdate.
Oh, hey, Games by Playdate, thank you.
Thank you. If you guys have never played a little game
called Slash,
it's pretty dang cool.
It's pretty good. You should look it up. Jessica K.
Jess, we love you.
We love you, Jess, and our love should be obvious.
Jess is an artist. Angry Artist 13
She's the angry artist.
Her work's great. If you follow us on Twitter, she's made our Twitter icons.
Mm-hmm. And she takes commissions occasionally. Yeah. So.
Check out our work. Maybe throw some school money your way.
Mm-hmm. John McNally, thank you.
And now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Implementation! After what very well may be the most successful stealthy reconnaissance mission in the entire career of the Minok crew, they return once more to the showers to discuss the easiest way to cheat a code cylinder off of one of Captain Drine's comrades.
We ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the Force and Destiny rolls?
The Force and Destiny roll. Ooh.
Why did it take us so long to get there?
I think we've said that before.
Let's do the Destiny roll.
I'll do the Force and Destiny roll. One light side.
Two light side.
One dice side.
A dark side. So
three light side, two dark.
So last we left off, you guys were all separated and tailing different members of the higher ups of the Load Mining Corp operation on Nickel One. You had all had your run-ins and gotten various bits of info, and it is probably time to meet up because you had agreed to meet back up. So how do we want to start off this one?
Showers running.
Shower's running. We're all in our like boxers and underwear outside of the shower.
Yep.
And OD43 is in the shower. The clawfoot bathtub, I should say. And the droid is getting all wet and taking a droid shower. Because the droid also did smell really bad because of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Droids typically aren't cleaned in water. They're cleaned in oil.
I know. Yeah. We are doing it wrong, but
it's
a quick fix. It's the best we got.
Maybe does this shower have an oil setting?
Yes.
Why would it?
In God's name. It's 6:15 in the morning. You're like, I gotta take a shower. You like get in and just get hot oil.
That
for droids.
They have bad.
They have droids here.
Terrific.
Why would droids ever use human showers, especially in a clawfoot tub?
Because they have oil settings. That's why.
They probably have a droid area where droids are repaired and go to get clean.
I think thematically it makes more sense for us to be washing this droid in the same bathtub that we all took a
shower in. What if we each have a can of oil and we're just squirting oil on this droid?
So yes. We all little oil squirt cans, yep. And we're like oiling him down and like cleaning
up.
So
you have the materials to clean the droid.
Yeah, we got that for sure.
We are wrecking their drains.
But
we're like all in our boxers.
Underwears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Triss naked.
Well, yeah. That's his underwear.
Yeah. It's what he wears under his naked.
Okay. I know Bacta has heart boxers, but what do Linux boxers or underwear look like?
I think briefs.
Okay.
But like cute briefs.
Cute briefs. Yeah. Okay.
Just like nice patterns.
Linux wearing jazz cup underwear.
That's exactly it. Jazz cup underwear.
I see.
I mean that.
Oh yeah. That's great.
Yep. That's for sure. He only owns jazz cup underwear.
Because you're dirty. That's why. And you smell awful. You smell like trash.
Yeah, buddy, we're sorry about that. But you're having your oil bath now, and you're going to smell like oil. And I think droids like that.
Certainly better than smelling like trash.
Yeah, but we decided when we were going to rendezvous, and we're rendezvousing.
How many times have I told you? Just say meet up. Just say meet up. How hard is it to just say meet up?
It sounds less professional. It's not what we said in the military.
Well, that's BS, and you know it.
So, what did we all learn?
Yeah, well, Trist, why don't you explain how you got here?
Okay. Well, I completed my stated objective, except I didn't actually get any of the codes or the intel, but I laid some pretty dope groundwork for what I hope to be me getting codes and intel.
I think the screen gets like very like fadey and wiggly.
We drift back to, well, I don't know. Are we?
Did you fix the spoiler?
Of course not.
Okay. What did you do instead?
Broke it more. Broke it way more.
How?
I tried to fix it. I did my best. I could try to roll for it, but I don't know how to fix a boiler and I don't care.
Did you get information from OD?
I do suggest that you flip a light side point to bang the boiler with a wrench and it works.
Can also try to get information from OD and like follow those instructions exactly. Or not do that, do something distracting, get out of there. You know, that like.
Well, she was already gone and she left me to fix the boiler.
Yes.
So I don't think Triss would have asked for help fixing the boiler from the droid.
Odie, like, opens up the manual and starts chasing you around.
I certainly think that Trist would have banged it a couple of times. Whether or not that does fix it or does not fix it is unclear. But I certainly believe that after breaking it further, he would claim that he had previously fixed it and that it had broken again.
Great.
Because it is a bad boiler.
Solid plan. So we know what's going on with the boiler.
Yeah, so you put in, like, an acquisition request to just get a new boiler. You're like, this one's beyond repair.
Well, I let it break further first. So it flashes back to Triss promising to fix this boiler, looking at the boiler. Odie, like, opens up this manual for the boiler, and Triss picks up a wrench and bangs the hell out of the boiler, like, 8 times. Like, puts dents in it and, like, just destroys this thing, and then, like, throws the wrench on the ground and walks away. Like, as he, like, puts on his job well done. As he strips down and puts on his stormtrooper uniform, the whole time Odie's just, like, flipping out of this boiler. This boiler's been destroyed.
And we can see, as he's slowly dressing in the background, like, steam starts jetting out of it, and the problem is getting worse and worse.
Much worse.
Way worse.
Very bad. Cool. And then we wibbly, wibbly, wibbly back to the scene.
Oh, you broke that boiler.
I fixed it.
No.
It doesn't matter. The boiler is not why we are here, okay? None of the stated mission objectives was to fix boilers. It was to seduce, charm, and steal passcodes.
Right.
All part of the current plan that I'm operating.
I think there was a lot more seduction and a fake fight.
There's a fake fight and a fake death, and then there's like three more layers, but the base levels is
gotcha,
seduction.
Gotcha.
Sure.
The chief engineer, you don't think she's caught on to you at all?
Oh. God, no. No. She's not caught on to me at all. And in fact, she's going to be catching feelings pretty soon for me, but for the person that, not Triss Valentine, she doesn't know anything about who I really am. I also told her I was assigned to be her personal bodyguard.
Why would you?
To get closer to her.
Okay.
And she doesn't know me. She doesn't, you know, I'm new on the ship.
Does that seem like a complication? Does that mean that you're going to have to, like, follow a schedule and fix a lot of stuff? And
well, a bodyguard shouldn't be fixing things.
I used the word bodyguard, but I said I was assigned to work under her. And
so that's exactly what that means.
Trust me, I'll be working under her.
Yeah, I'm not. Lynn, one of the things that I fear the least in this entire galaxy is that Trist might accidentally do some work. So I don't think that should be anything.
Just keeping track of the complications.
Okay.
So we have you working with somebody now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
target acquired.
Talking about complications, I was spotted out of helmet by Zoth. I was scouting out potential ships, and there's some good ones. Zoth noticed that an errant stormtrooper was in the middle of the base looking around at ships and basically did a spot inspection on me. So, one thing that we know about Zoth is she's actually a rigorous taskmaster. Most Imperial outputs, you know, we can sneak on and not be noticed being 2 stormtroopers out of place. She apparently runs a tight ship, which is weird based on all the other things that we've seen here.
Wait, so is our cover blown?
Cover's not blown. She saw a clone's face. She didn't react as though, it was a known or wanted criminal. Honestly, this is so far on the outskirts and nobody would come here if they were wanted.
Sure, and you're a clone. You look like every other clone.
Yeah.
So she either doesn't know who you are or is pretty good at hiding her reaction.
Yes.
Okay. What's she like?
Well, flirty, but,
we knew that.
Yeah, mostly.
Well, would we know that she'd be like that automatically off the bat with people that she's meeting for the first time?
I did introduce myself as Beefsteak, so that could be on me.
Well, that's just a person's name.
Yeah.
That's not your fault.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not gonna go ahead and say, oh, this person is especially bad based on the fact that she was flirty with a person who introduced themselves as Beefsteak.
I don't know. It's still, being flirty with a trooper seems pretty unprofessional.
Oh, it's unprofessional. It's unprofessional.
But with a name like Beefsteak, how could you not?
All right, okay. Lynn, say you meet a guy. Say you meet a guy and he introduces himself as
Dusty
Cunnilingus.
Okay.
You're not going to flirt with that person immediately?
No.
Not with a name like Dusty Cunnilingus.
Definitely not.
Okay, say his name is
Addy Quit Cunnilingus.
Probably going to laugh. I'm going to feel bad about laughing.
Yeah, but what, like then immediately you apologize and he goes, no, that's my
name.
I get it
all the time.
Suddenly you're buying each other a drink to make up for it.
No, it's then plenty. I'm like continuing on with whatever the business interaction
well,
that we're
well, the business interaction was flirting. You're going to flirt with the guy.
I'm not a robot.
Then why have we never flirted?
I don't find you attractive, Triss.
That is what a robot would say.
That's true.
Okay, well, ask Odie.
Odie, do you find me attractive?
There we go.
Case and point.
That's a false equivalence, Tristan.
Look, all I'm saying is if someone introduced themselves to me as Jacob Handjob, I would instantly start flirting with that person. So, your cover's not blown, and she's a flirt. That's what we've learned.
Yeah, well, no, the thing that we've actually learned is that she does pay close attention to things being out of place.
Okay.
If we're pulling an operation and she's around, there's a chance that we'll get spotted. So if we're doing something major, we will have to account for her location.
So we have to be on the lookout for Lieutenant Zoth. It sounds like maybe she is the...
She seems dangerous.
Yeah. She is dangerous.
What about you, Lenik? What'd you learn?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm a pretty good fighter, but I kind of knew that already.
Okay.
You were fighting someone?
Context.
Yeah, his name's Shinro.
You were fighting Shinro?
Jesus.
Yeah,
okay,
and
so
I
our
won.
Cover's blown.
No. How could our cover be blown?
Did you tell him that your name was Lenik Gilo? Hold on. I know that you did.
No, I don't think so.
You must have.
Not right away.
Okay. God.
Lenik!
What?
When did you tell him?
After I won the fight.
There you go.
Immediately, he probably... Oh, my Lord.
It was a decently lengthy fight.
Well, then I'm proud of you for at least having the restraint to wait a couple of minutes before you blew our cover, Lenik.
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
What did he do? What's happening now? Why isn't the ship on alert? What did he do?
You said, my name is Lenik Gilo of the Minok.
Yeah, and then he brought me into the back.
Wibbly, 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 wibbly.
So we see the showers in the gym, in the locker room, and we see Shinro. I mean, we introduced Shinro as eye candy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think he is the sort of person who's actively flirty, but he doesn't have to be always eye candy. So he is currently, in some very, very form-fitting, tight undergarments. He's got a tiny little towel slung across his shoulders, and he's just tossing his fingers through his glorious hair.
He's the kind of person, when he's, writing, or when he's thinking, he, bites onto the pen.
Oh,
but not,
just...
not in a sexual way, but just, bites it in a very, cute way. But he doesn't realize it's self-
What a cutie boy!
It's subconscious.
He's also got one leg up on the bench that Lenik is sitting on, and he's just sort of not noticing how he's standing. He's going,
when I first came to this outpost, I saw it as a punishment. I mean no offense to you, as you are clearly a brother in arms, but many who are sent here because they could not fulfill their duties properly in other positions. And one like yourself, I wronged. He hangs his head. But meeting you has given me the motivation that I need to turn this around. I can prove my worth to the Empire. This station will become one of the most valuable assets in the Emperor's command because I met you, Lenik.
I can help you.
I know. I sensed it. I sensed it as soon as my blade locked with yours.
I was sent here to covertly investigate what was going on. I'm sent from operation to operation to make sure that everyone is meeting Empire standards. And if they're not, I am forced to dispatch them.
He sighs. Of course, my instincts would lead me to you immediately. I hope I haven't disrupted your mission in any way.
Not at all. You've taught me a great deal.
Tell me, how much time do I have? How much time do we have to turn this around?
The Empire will be coming back in full force in 2 weeks.
Then our work is cut out for us. Please, this is my personal comm. If you need anything, if you notice anything out of place, I ask that you contact me right away and give me an opportunity to turn the base around before you render your judgment.
Absolutely. It gives me no pleasure to ruin operations, and I want nothing more than for you to succeed. All I ask in return is that you don't mention this meeting to anyone, and if you see me, you let me carry out my business unperturbed.
All right. I think he needs to roll.
Of course he does.
What is my character's perception or...
This
or
is a discipline that you would be rolling because he is rolling a deception. I think you have some high discipline.
I'm so bad at deception.
Yeah.
Well, then what else can you do?
Why do you choose to deceive?
Lenik!
God damn it, Lenik!
But it sounded so cool.
It did sound very cool.
Yeah.
Coercion or...
That's how it sounded in your head, but now we're about to hear how it sounds in your mind. In your actual words.
Yeah, I guess it's just deception then, huh?
Cool.
You can flip a light side point to give yourself an upgrade.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. And that gives me the... Does that give me upgrades one? Okay, cool. How hard is this?
Two reds and a purple.
Wow. Okay.
Dang. Yeah, but how tight is it going to be if I make it?
You won't.
No, you can have one more blue.
Yes.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Think next time.
No, he'll keep doing it all times. He'll never learn.
Oh, I'm going to get it, though. I can feel it.
You had a good scene. It was a very good scene.
Yeah. Oh, we rolling down here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad roll.
No, that's
a very bad roll.
I rolled five failures in one success. That's exactly what it should have been.
This is terrible.
So that's four failures.
And four advantages.
Four failures and four advantages. That's true. That's true.
Wow. Okay.
So I think the scene ends. Lenik walks away.
Yeah. Lenik feels good and about
like,
this.
Yeah. This guy is like oiling his legs or whatever. And he's like,
what do you think people are like, James?
This man is like that.
And he definitely shaves his legs.
Oh, they're completely shaven because he's more aerodynamic.
James Sabata just said he's oiling his legs or whatever.
They'll get dry otherwise, John.
This man has never been to the gym in his life.
Or seen legs.
Never seen a pair of legs.
That didn't need oil.
So he's like, indeed, if I see you around, Lenik Gilo.
Who are you talking to?
And don't you need some more oil for your legs?
No one. And yes.
Wait. Now you're playing him like a Lord Helmet from Spaceball.
Again, because this guy is young Jack. My picture of his voice in my head is just Genji, but like a harder edge Genji voice. But as the guy runs off to get him some more oil, he goes, "But only my blade will be the one to take you down. I will let no other hunter have this quarry."
You think that those are the advantages? Okay, wibbly 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 lines
oiling down this droid.
So much oil in this episode.
Okay, so first of all, Lenik.
Yeah.
There's no way it went down the way that you're describing.
It went down exactly.
You told him your name was
Lenik
Gilo. If I went on Holo Google right now and typed in Lenik, you know what the first and 500th result would be?
Lenik Gilo feet.
Lenik's on your computer, yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Because it's usually you type in a name and it's
everybody.
No, it's you.
No, it does that for everyone.
It's completely just you.
Lenik's a fairly common Rhodian name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but their SEO guy is really good and Lenik is just the top.
Lenik Gilo is going to bring up Lenik.
Well, of course it says Lenik Gilo. He's told him his full name. It's never just Lenik.
I didn't tell him my middle name.
Boy.
No.
Howdy. So either way, we can assume that Shinro is definitely on to you/us.
And if he isn't, he's going to tell somebody soon, right? We're on a time delay now.
No. Like, why would he tell anyone that he met a random person named Lenik?
Gilo.
I mean, if he's not on to.
Do you know Lenik. How many Lenik Gilos that are not wanted there are?
Well, one of them owns LenikGilo.com. I
Look,
know that.
Listen.
I'm going to get it someday.
Lenik.
He doesn't even use it.
Definitely blew our cover here, but we knew he was going to blow our cover, which is why we sent him after Shinro. I feel like that is the least...
The one with the sword is the least?
No, the least risky for telling other people.
Well, yeah, because I'm going to kill him.
I mean, either way, we always knew that this was what was going to happen with Lenik, okay? This is not a surprise to anyone.
Why would you think that going in?
This is a surprise to me.
Thank you.
Why do you keep telling people your full name?
I forget. It's so hard to remember.
It is very hard to remember.
It is not that hard.
And Lenik. I've spent my whole life saying my name is Lenik Gilo. How do you expect me to stop saying that?
Disappointed in you, Lenik.
I think you need to take a step back and try to live life in someone else's shoes. Now, it's not very hard for Bacta to remember his name, but you've military training, okay?
Now I feel like we can't let Lenik go on espionage missions.
No, that's always been the case, and I want to make that very clear.
That we can't let Lenik go on espionage missions?
Yes, no, and we all knew that. And we've known
sneaky.
It forever.
I'm very sneaky.
Apparently you're not.
No, he's very good at not being seen.
He's sneaky.
He's very bad at not telling people his name.
Yes, but when caught, you will immediately put out your hand and say, my name is Lenik Gilo of the Minok. Nice to meet you.
What's I did not name? Say the Minok.
What's your name?
And I did not say it's Lenik Gilo.
No, it's not though.
But here's the thing. It is.
You just asked what my name was.
And it always will be, and we have to accept that.
Your name's Helmut Roma.
No, that's my fake name.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody is going to ask you what's your fake name.
Do you think that people are going to ask you what your fake name for this mission is?
I don't know.
What's your fake name for this mission?
It's Helmut Roma.
Well, the name is what I'm gathering. You know the name and you can instantly recall the name. Well, it's not that you're forgetting the name. It's that you don't like to lie.
That certainly doesn't help. But we're just talking about it. It's fresh on my brain. When someone catches me in the act of surprise, it's hard for me to not say my real name.
What if we, bear with me now, what if we, before each mission, make Lenik legally change his name?
I mean,
that
since we live
work.
Outside the law, that's impossible.
What? You
just ruined it.
Why would you do that? Do you want us to keep
having this happen? Well, because Bacta doesn't like to lie either.
No, I don't.
It's not nice to lie.
But I still do it. I still do it to keep people alive.
Well, so do I. I lie, but...
resource, and I feel like it really... this sucks.
Oh, you lie, but it's just to us.
Lynn, please tell me that you have something better than what we
did. Did you get some good news?
Yeah, so, well, I don't have any good news, but I have a bunch of useful information. So...
That sounds like good news.
Well, yeah. It's not good, though.
Well, you're really setting us up for some good news.
Is it bad news?
Yes. So,
So you have bad news in the form of useful information?
It's useful information.
That's good news.
Yeah, that can only be good news. It's useful.
So Defin is the person that I was tracking, and mostly she was just shifting expense forms. So they seem to be pretty tight on money at the base.
Okay.
That was the majority of the time. At one point, while I was watching her, Captain Drind came into the room and had the conversation. And it was pretty illuminating. It seems that Defin's whole goal is to get Drine and the base to abandon most of its scientific leanings and to instead focus on a diplomatic exchange with the Verpine on let me just check my notes. Gosh, my hands are very full of oil.
Well, yeah, we're oiling up this droid. What were you expecting?
Research Station Shantipole, which is one of the larger asteroids.
Okay.
We knew that they were in some form of contact because Bzix told us this, but we didn't have any idea that it was to this extent. The Finn seems to think that they are very close to just coming onto the Empire's agenda, and using them, they would be able to effectively...
Wait, Bzix thinks this?
No, the Finn does. And okay. That if they are able to get Zem on board that they can effectively just militarize all of Zipperpine. Right, if they have Research Station Shantipol, one of the larger stations, they would be able to control the drones and get Zem to do stuff, right? And then my bet, just thinking through it logically, is that then they would just kill off the leaders of the other things and have them collect up the drones from the other stations.
Does it work that way?
Yeah. You can take over the other drones, yes.
That is useful information. So that's bad news.
We might
have to
assassinate this other Verpine, right?
I don't know how many there are. I don't know what the situation on Research Station Chantipole. I don't know if that completely changes our objectives and we go there now. Otherwise, further complication, she was also... Oh, this is useful. Drine doesn't seem interested in doing that at all. Drine really wants to finish the scientific stuff. She seems, like, hyper-focused on them completing the original mission that they came here for.
Okay, okay, that is useful.
But it also means that they have a backup plan. They have a plan B if the science approach doesn't work out.
And DeFin was proposing, like, a plan C, which was related to the science thing, because it seems that they are at the stage with their science thing, which is just, like, I didn't fully understand it. I guess that we'll get to... Once we get to Code Cylinder, I'm sure that we'll get enough information to really get what they're talking about. But some aspect of it...
I'm sure that you'll understand it.
Thank you for the vote of confidence. That there is some piece of information that is making it difficult for them to control the drones on their own. And DeFin wanted them to bring in a person that she was calling Inquisitor Sadet.
Wait, there's another Inquisitor?
Pause for effect.
You can't just say that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, right? Exactly.
Wait, tell me.
Okay, so Begor Sadet was a Jedi who died during Order 66, and Begor Sadet was a Verpine.
Okay. So if they're bringing in a Sadet...
Who is an Inquisitor
now. Inquisitor, and the Inquisitors use the Force...
Probably.
Whoa, they Sadet's were brothers.
No, I'm thinking Bacta got it.
Maybe Sadet's not dead. Maybe Sadet was just recruited as an Imperial asset.
And it's turned very evil and working for the Empire now. So we need to head that off so that we don't have...
But they're bringing this person in.
We don't know. So DeFin was asking for that to happen. And that was the point that was her like, okay, if you won't let me prioritize doing this whole, like, working with all of the Verpine to make this copacetic thing, instead, please let me do this and put in the request form to have the Inquisitor come here. And Drine was like, I'll consider it.
So it seems like DeFin is really dangerous.
Okay,
more so than Drine. Drine is obsessed with a scientific mission, which might not pan out. But DeFin is not only controlling the finances for the base, she has a more efficient pathway to the Imperials using the Verpine as an asset. And she wants to bring in an Inquisitor. We have to separate DeFin's advice from Drine's ear.
Okay, we'll just kill him. Both.
If we just start killing people, though, we're probably going to bring in...
The Inquisitor.
Not if there's no one to call them.
So, we have to ruin three plans now. We have to somehow sabotage the science plan to convince them that that's never going to work. We have to somehow...
Get a new boiler.
Sabotage the diplomacy when assassinating the Verpine that they're trying to be diplomatic with would certainly work, but who knows what that would do to our Verpine allies if they care that we're going to assassinate a Verpine. And thirdly, we have to prevent an Inquisitor, a Verpine Inquisitor possibly, from coming to the base.
Yes, we need to keep them from coming to the base because I'm terrified about the possibility of a Verpine who can use the Force and doesn't care about their brethren coming here.
And to make matters worse, Lenik has been compromised, Bacta has been potentially discovered, and I have yet to have sex.
We need that Code Cylinder as soon as possible. We have to get all the notes on Shantipol. We have to know how far along that diplomacy could be. We have to know how far along this scientific exploration might be.
Here's what I propose. We upgrade the timetable on all of the plans. I don't think we no longer have time for the elaborate setup of me, chief engineer, to fall in love with me, only to die, only to be avenged, only to
That's so good.
So I'm sorry, Lynn, but I don't think that you're going to be able to do the part two seduction plan.
Alas.
We're going to ramp it up to a quick wham bam thank you ma'am where... Okay, wham, bam, thank you, m'lady. It'll be good. She'll have a good time. to me, stealing the code cylinder. We'll use the code cylinder to access it. We'll somehow sabotage the science.
I mean, that shouldn't be too hard.
Perfect.
Yeah. Depending, then, yeah, maybe.
In the meantime...
That's like a lost piece of whatever.
We'll find out.
Back months.
In the meantime, it sounds like we have to go assassinate a Verpine.
We don't know. We need to get the notes on Shantipole to see what the communications are like there. I guess...
Hear me out. I mean, Lenox already been basically burned.
No, I wasn't burned at all. There was no fire or anything.
What if we send Lenox to do what Lenox is best at? Bounty hunt.
That's not a bad idea. I want somebody to accompany him.
Good idea.
Okay.
Let's get this. Let's you know, handle the thing in front of us first. Let's get this code cylinder. Let's get this information. And then based on that, we'll decide how to divide and conquer if we need to divide. And I would prefer not to.
So you guys just all going to come watch me bounty hunt? That might be fun. We'll just all go together.
I mean, I can't abandon my post. That's dereliction of duty.
You're not really...
Trist, we're doing the seduction thing. We're doing the seduction thing because while you're seducing, somebody's got to grab that code cylinder, right?
I guess that's a two-man operation.
I mean, that's a Lintel job, right? I wouldn't even know what to do with the code cylinder.
Well, that doesn't mean that I have to be the person to grab the code cylinder, whoever is best at...
Sleight
of hand. Well, so
I am very good at sleight of hand. Is this your card?
I mean, I'm not.
That doesn't work unless I've picked a card, Lenik. Have we been over this? I need to pick a card.
Well, if you believed him, that's even faster.
Pick a card. Pick a card. Don't tell me. Pick a card.
I've picked a card.
No, in your head.
My head? That's how you want this to work?
Yes. Pick a card in your head.
Dang, this will be really cool.
So here's what I'm thinking. The chief engineer keeps a code cylinder around her neck. We can't just take it or she'll know that it's gone. So either we borrow it and bring it back very fast, or we need to replace it with something that looks like another code cylinder.
Don't you also have a code cylinder now? Isn't she giving you one because you came onto the base?
A very basic code cylinder, but they would feel the same under your clothes.
Right, and they're in the same engineer's pouch.
Yes.
So all we have to do is swap
out her code cylinder with my code cylinder. She'll never know the difference, or by the time she realizes the difference...
It'll be too late.
We'll be killing a Verpine.
Meanwhile...
I really don't want to have to kill a Verpine.
Should we be trying to get one of the other code cylinders in case that goes bunk?
Well, the only other way I can imagine getting a code cylinder is... hitting someone, you know? I don't know that I want to do that.
Unless you kill someone, it can't be Zoth. I would recommend Shinro.
Shinro, I would like to take out the voice of reason that is Defin. Defin is pushing for initiatives that feel a lot more practical than Drawn's. If Drawn is taken out, Defin is going to make this situation a lot more dangerous.
But listen, so far, Shinro is the only one that's most likely burned us. Completely.
Lenik, when you were hanging out with Shinro, where was his code cylinder? Did you see it?
He had two.
Okay. Well, I guess it's good, right? We just... get his. They're right on his breast pockets. You could probably sleight of hand or... said you met him in the gym. We could just get him in the gym again.
Outfit ever off?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, in the 20 minutes that I spent with him, it was on and off 3 or 4 times.
Well, could one of us fight him, get him to remove his shirt, and then someone who's good at sleight of hand be sneaky and remove the code cylinder?
I can do both of those things.
Then there we go, right? We just replace them with our code cylinders that don't do much because we have these stormtrooper outfits, so clearly in our pockets we all have code cylinders. We know how the Empire works, right? Everyone knows how the Empire works?
Yes.
No. Could you do a quick refresher?
We all have code cylinders in these brown pockets at our hips.
Start farther back.
How far back, Lenik?
All right, a long, long time ago.
Let's skip up. Let's skip back forward.
Okay.
Stormtroopers.
Too far.
Okay, so we're just replacing the current code cylinders we have with their code cylinders.
Yeah.
Still, that doesn't give us a long window because as soon as they go in to try to use, like, access the intel room, we're going to get burned.
Also, probably at some point, there's going to be some sort of alert about these stormtrooper uniforms that we did steal.
Oh, most definitely.
So we got to steal new Stormtrooper uniforms.
No.
The uniforms won't be burned, but they'll be on the lookout.
They'll be on the lookout for whoever broke into the base.
We have a very limited timetable here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go seduce that person. Lenik and I are going to go take care of Shinro.
I guess I'll go get one of the ships that you had spotted earlier ready to go and not take out people.
You're a good engineer. I've got the call sign for the ship right here.
Yeah, I will do my best to find this. Good plan.
Is this your card?
That actually was. I did pick the 8 of spades. That doesn't feel like a trick.
I can't tell when you're saying ace or eight.
I said eight.
Now, that is a trick, though.
But it doesn't feel like a trick because I just thought of it in my head.
That's but he trick picked the card that was the thing that you were, he read your mind.
No.
That's the trick. You say, I'm reading your mind.
Huh.
How? Pick another card.
I don't want to do this.
Pick another card.
I'm going to get weirded out.
Pick a card.
I got it. I got one.
Okay. Is this your card?
Oh, thank God it isn't.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
It must have been the one in my pocket.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I don't even know how this card got in my pocket.
Trist finishes putting it on his stormtrooper uniform, and he like puts the helmet on.
Cards fall out of the helmet.
Stop doing this. He puts the helmet on and like locks it into place.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I'm a good magician.
Yeah, you need to go ask this person for a duel immediately.
Okay, another one?
Yeah.
Hey, Shinro, do you want to lose again? That's what I'll say. I'll say, hey, Shinro, you ready to lose again?
Yeah, but this...
To Lenik Gilo?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's really bad.
You ready to win again? To
yeah,
Lenik
I don't think
Gilo?
We want him to win.
No, God. Oh my gosh. You are better than this.
You're supposed to be, anyway.
I was figuring we would do like a break on three or something like that so that we could all start doing our missions.
Okay.
The door opens. Trist walks out.
Trist is already doing his mission.
He's like banging around in the closet, dumb, yeah. But he can't get out of
it. We gotta get this oil off you first, buddy. It'll be fine.
And we have a scene transition.
So it's Lenik and Bacta walking down the hall as stormtroopers. Lenik and Bacta are like talking through a private connection between their helmets. Okay, so what message did you send him?
Oh, I said I found something that you should see and we should discuss.
Okay.
And we should meet.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
We just knock him out and take the card cylinder. You know, he'll be down for like an hour or two, maybe just a couple minutes.
Okay.
We just take the code cylinder, switch it out, and make it look like it was an accident.
Why do we make it look like we accidentally knocked him out?
Well, we make it look like he fell off of one of these platforms that have no handrails.
But that never happens. So
I know it never happens.
It would look suspicious.
It would look suspicious, but...
Bless you.
He keeps them on his breast pockets.
Thank
so
you.
The alternative, Lenik, is that someone is getting him to take off his shirt.
I don't think that'll be very hard.
So you're just going to get him to take off his shirt and I'll grab the cylinders and that'll be it?
Yeah.
I'm on board for that. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Here's my cylinder.
All right. And I've got mine. I'm feeling good about this plan.
Me too.
Where's he meeting you anyway?
The dojo.
Okay.
We've already established that the dojo is an open training area that has catwalks above it. So you guys are coming in on the catwalks.
Mm-hmm.
So you see from a distance, Shinro is... Flip a dark side point. Talking to Zoth.
Criff.
This is fine.
How is this fine? I just said she runs a tight ship. She's going to notice anything out of the ordinary.
Then she won't see anything out of the ordinary.
What is the transition from you guys over to the good old PC?
The good old... Oh.
What's his name?
It's Shinro. As Shinro's talking,
he's being flirted with.
He like crosses his arms in front of him and lifts up his shirt. And as the shirt's lifting up, that's like the scene wipe.
Oh,
good. Very good. I like that he just immediately took off his shirt.
The wipe starts at Shinro's chest. And as he like pulls off his shirt, we see Trist in the hallway right outside of Gert's. Right outside of her like personal chambers because it's nighttime, pulling off his own shirt as he completely disrobes and like opens up a side panel and stuffs his stormtrooper uniform.
I love that you can just lift up the panels on these walls.
Well, they're like, yeah, sure, why not?
It's good.
He stuffs his stormtrooper uniform and like smushes it back into the panel.
Yep.
He keeps his helmet, which he puts in front of his private parts, and knocks on. Gert's door or Yaris's door.
God, how could this work?
Don't worry. I'm not worried.
I'm going to say I'm concerned.
Don't worry. I'm not worried.
Christ, Trist.
Same move twice in one day.
Yeah, the door zooms open.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, I know. I'm very sorry.
What?
May I please come in? It's my helmet. May I please come in?
Yeah?
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
What? You're a stormtrooper?
I thought that you were an engineer.
I was wearing a storm.
No.
I was wearing no uniform.
Yeah. Do you want to have your engineer clothes instead or something else?
So I...
You can have a... They have caps. You want to have your jaunty little cap?
Where would I have gotten an engineer's cap?
There was a locker where you had gotten a jumpsuit.
I thought... So the second time I went out, I probably should have been wearing engineer's clothes.
Yeah, you were.
Instead of a stormtrooper's outfit. My bad. Okay. So yes, it'll be my engineer's cap.
Yeah.
Trist opens the door. May I please come in?
Yeah, get out of the hallway.
Great, thank you. Thanks so much. Sorry. This is twice today. I understand that.
What happened?
I ran into Lieutenant Zoth again, and my uniform failed another one of her inspections.
File a harassment complaint.
I don't know the ship well enough to know who to file that.
Just in the wall, just through your personal. This is bad.
Just in the wall.
This is bad.
Yaris, can I call you Yaris? Gert or Engineer? Gert, I can't file a harassment complaint.
Why?
Because I need this job too much, and I have to be here for my little sister who is very sick. And I need this job, and I can't get transferred away, and I can't lose this position. And although this sucks, I can't lose this job.
Okay.
Can I roll a deception?
Sure.
I mean, that's good.
I mean, I always want to roll a deception.
Sick little sister. And see, Johnny, the trick of it, when JBC does he's good at it.
Hey, I made it sound good. That's halfway there.
I mean, that's true.
So it's two purples and a red.
Why is his so much easier than mine?
Because she's not as good at this. She's not as disciplined.
He's not making up like agents.
You get a blue to this because you know that she has two disabled dads.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God, I love.
Man, right, he's gonna fail.
I'm gonna fail.
Hell yeah! Oh
no, I didn't fail. Crap. Watch your Criffin language.
I succeeded. Yeah.
I got a triumph, a success, and two advantages.
Okay.
Show's rigged.
This show is rigged. A triumph.
Yeah,
we heard.
Yep, two successes.
Let me get you pants.
Whatever's fine. I don't want to put you out. Okay, I think a towel would be great.
I think I have something that should fit you. I'll be right back.
Oh, God, all she has is a kimono.
That she starts going through her quarters, which aren't very big.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a moment to take them in. What are the standard Imperial quarters here before I start dressing up her
room? I don't know, gray, and it makes you hate to live?
That's true.
Well, they also weren't owned by the Empire. They were a mining thing before this. So also gray, and they make you hate to live. But like, what do they look like?
A dorm. It's just a college dorm.
Yeah,
just...
I mean, it's like Spartan, right? Like,
yeah.
Even if it's not like drab and gray, it's very bare bones.
It looks like the person who invented tiny homes had to make a dorm prison.
But I also think that this room, since she is an officer, was probably like...
It is a slightly nicer.
It's a double that they use for a single.
But she has like a bed and a desk instead. Mm-hmm. Like you know,
they gave her a lamp.
A little more spacious. And she has her own personal effects.
Yes, this room has a lot of personality in it. She has put up so many posters on the wall. So many. The place is just littered with them. Hollow posters and regular posters alike. Yeah.
Can I roll a perception to see if I see anything of sentimental value in the room?
Uh-huh.
What's the difficulty?
It's easy.
So is that just a purple?
That's one purple.
Yeah, what's one purple?
Do things in your wheelhouse.
I'll change my dang wheelhouse.
Five successes.
Jesus.
Okay.
Can I say what I want to see?
You can say what you want to see, and then I'll tell you what you see.
Say what you want to see.
I want to find a picture of like her and her family.
Okay. All of these posters have a theme. They are propaganda posters from different time periods leading up to like the current time period.
So like a lot of Clone Wars era propaganda posters?
A lot of Clone Wars era propaganda posters. A lot of things centering around Naboo. A lot of things happening to deal with...
So we should have sent back time to do this one, huh?
Senator Palpatine's election. She has a lot of Palpatine posters.
Oh, no.
Tons and tons of like, Sheev stuff.
She's got a Palpatine Tsum Tsum.
At her...
Sumsum.
On her bedstand, there's a picture of her dad's and also a picture of Emperor Palpatine.
Wow. Like, the attractive Palpatine or now Palpatine?
Well,
like...
the current thing that they do for now Palpatine.
Okay.
Like,
what is that?
They make him look less spooky. Scary.
but they do acknowledge that
he's a spooky monster.
He's been hurt, yes.
Okay.
They say that he was injured fighting... It might come up. She comes back with...
But when she turns around, he's got his back to her. So he's just like bare butt. And he's like looking at this like picture of her dad and Palpatine.
She comes back with a pair of her sweatpants, which are going to be too small on you.
Do they say something across the butt?
Yes.
Oh, totally. What do they say?
Help. Chief. No, please. No, God. Why would that?
But they're close, though.
I think they're from a brand called Sheevies.
No, they're one of his election campaign slogans.
Oh, no. Why? Why?
What, on one cheek, it's a stronger. The other says together.
Nabooty.
Oh, no, Nabooty is just
bad.
Very good.
And she's like, here? And she, like, looks very nervous. Then she's trying to block out your nakedness.
Yeah. Triss takes them and then, like, kind of, like, moves half to the side. There's really no cover. Mm-hmm. And then, like, begins to, like, put the pants on.
She turns to the side and, like, looks away.
There's a mirror. Flipping a light side point, there's a mirror. And she's seeing everything.
Look.
Good.
And loving it.
These are dads?
Sweatpants?
No.
No, the picture. They are. Uh-huh.
It's great. They look happy.
Uh-huh. This job really helps them out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that's like. Anyway, I'm sorry. I probably should have found some more clothes before I came back here. I wanted to let you know that the boiler's completely shot. We're going to have to requisition a new, you know, boiler order or something because it's...
Oh, what's wrong with it?
I guess whatever happened, it malfunctioned and backed up or misfired or something broke inside. Honestly, I think it was a bad regulator core. But either way...
Is a regulator core a thing?
I mean, I think a bad regulator is something.
A regulator
is a thing
in
yes.
our universe. So, if Star Wars, so a regulator core.
Do we think a regulator core is a thing?
So, how much does she know about boilers?
Here's where Triss is getting the word regulator core. He's been around ships and equipment before,
okay.
And has definitely heard the word regulator core.
Okay,
he's got a bad carburetor. Carburetor's just shot.
Yeah, the car battery's all dead.
Does that have anything to do with the boiler?
It regulates things from the very center.
A boiler absolutely has a regulator, right?
Yes.
I mean, everything
sure,
has a regulator.
Sure, it has a regulator.
This is Star Wars,
a regulator
core.
Why wouldn't it? That's the real question, is why wouldn't it?
Sure.
Does it matter, though? Does she know anything about boilers?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, sure she does.
Yes, she's the chief engineer.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that or the couplings could have been worn away, but you never know. I mean, this is an old mining operation.
How about you roll a deception on...
I'll do that.
Which, it's the same check again. It's two purples
okay.
and a red.
There's no black there?
There is a black.
Okay.
Come on.
You did a regulator core, buddy.
That's a thing! Two purples and a red.
Yeah.
If you had stopped one word soon, not that it matters to Triss Valentine.
No, I failed it.
You failed?
I failed it with three advantages. It's two failures, three advantages.
Okay.
But like some of those bad dice were blank, which is cool.
The what?
The regulator core, or it could have been the couplings. Like I said, I'm not exactly sure. These older models, you never know what's...
What was wrong with the boiler? Why couldn't you fix it?
Triss... kind of gets the sense that, like, this is not going in his direction.
You do have three advantages.
Yeah. You know, actually, I banged the hell out of it with a wrench.
Why?
He, like, kind of, like, sheepishly, like, smiles.
Heinrich, why?
Because I wanted to break it.
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to come here and tell you that I broke it.
I don't know what to do with that.
Triss, like... Triss takes a step forward.
Jesus Christ, you guys. Our podcast is trash.
I love it.
I think I have an idea of what we could do with that.
roll the charm check to end all charm checks.
What's the difficulty?
This should be very difficult, right? This should be a hard check.
Well, you can flip a light side point to upgrade this.
Of course.
I'll flip a light side point to upgrade it, because why not?
He had advantages. He should get one
of those. Yeah, I did have three advantages on my last roll. So she knew that I was lying, but maybe she still was okay with that. I don't know. I think I should definitely get a blue die for the advantages.
For your advantages,
my last
you can absolutely take one.
He should get a black die because she knows he's lying.
Well, but that...
Or is that what makes
the
it hot?
The same roll was the one that got me the advantages, so I shouldn't get a black die
no,
for that.
That's true, yeah. That's true.
And that is part of what would make this hot.
An important discussion.
Technically.
Of game
but only technically. And
only,
I really want to express that to the audience.
That's all the technicality. I think this is the right roll.
I think that's it.
So that is the correct thing.
All right. Let's roll it up and see what we get.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Failure and an advantage. Oh, boy.
Okay.
So he says that line and like steps towards her.
She puts her hand on her chest and pushes you back onto the bed.
Okay.
Okay.
And then walks over and locks the door.
Heinrich doesn't say anything.
And then she starts to make her way over and sits on the edge of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Heinrich kind of like props himself up by the elbows. I'm getting some mixed signals here.
Four stormtrooper uniforms went missing earlier.
Okay.
And you were supposed to work under me, right?
Which I'm more than willing to do.
But you don't seem to know anything about boiler repair, which is pretty basic.
For an engineer, yes.
When did you say you got here again?
Today.
Take me through your day.
I'd rather take you through my night. With that, Triss tries to make another move.
And her hand reaches down under her cot. We see her grab a holdout pistol. End of episode. Now, how about a Dear Minok letter?
Dear crew of the Minok, I recently found my long-lost brother and things started off pretty well. We share a lot of the same interests and we're a pretty good team when we work together. Unfortunately, after a couple of mishaps, he started to assert his authority in a way that I find demeaning. He's been out in the world more than I have, but I understand that he was let go by his old boss after really screwing up on a job at Naboo. In fact, when I found him, he was in really rough shape. The first thing I did was try to take him home for treatment. Anyway, his insistence on relegating me to a subordinate position is really starting to chafe. I've begun to realize that for all we're related, I don't know him that well. He's not good at confiding in other people. I'm worried that incidents in his past that he keeps to himself might have a big impact on our future business. I need him to trust me more, but I'm afraid of angering him or pushing him away. Do those of you with siblings know how to deal with this kind of thing? Thanks in advance. Disgruntled on Dathomir. This is a rough one.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'd say cut your ties now. Don't get too close.
But why?
Well, he's already... They own a business together.
Well, also, it's a sibling. I don't know what you mean by don't get too close. Like
you're already
inextricably
close.
Linked.
You don't have to be friends with your siblings.
No, but you always have to be in business with your siblings.
business
of family.
That's not true at all.
I mean, you're never not going to be siblings.
That's true.
Your sister's your sister.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to talk to her.
Well, yeah, that's true, but they're always going to be your sister. So you have to choose. Do you want to have a bad relationship with your sister or a good relationship with your sister?
Or no relationship with
your
sister.
Well, that's a bad relationship.
That's a bad relationship.
Is it? It's a simple spectrum. It's a straight line, one end or the other.
I don't think so.
In what possible reality is no relationship a good relationship?
What if the person that you would have a relationship is a bad person? Well, a murderer, a serial killer?
I mean, okay, I have been put in a weird position where I don't politically align with a good amount of my brothers, but if I had my druthers, I'd still have my brothers.
Okay, so say what?
You're also in the situation where your best friends are all murderers.
Yes. Well, we all are, so.
But it sounds like this person has a situation similar to, like, what if you and Synox wound up in a position where, like, you could be close again?
Well,
would you try to make that work?
Whoa.
That's such a hard question to answer. And that's not the situation that the person who wrote this letter is in. They found their brother after a long time apart.
And you've seen Synox.
Yeah, it's like if I didn't know that Synox was off, you know, murdering people in the galaxy.
Sure, but say you didn't
like
know that.
Like we do.
Yeah, like what you're doing now.
Okay.
You're an intergalactic murderer.
You and Synox didn't know what each other was up to. Various murders, right?
Yes.
And you reconnected, and you both didn't know how you wanted to, you know, if you wanted to engage.
Mm-hmm.
What would you be thinking? You did know that you once loved this person.
I mean, I would try to help them, you know? I mean, it's, I feel like...
Because family's family and you have an obligation to your family.
I don't know that you have an obligation. I do. I will agree with Lenik partway. I think you can walk away at a certain point.
Thank you.
But you have to judge what that point is. And I don't think the person who wrote this letter is even close to that point.
They should be.
Why?
It's easier.
Okay.
Now, Lenik has a point.
Lenik is...
It certainly is easier, but what is easy is not always right.
No, sometimes you have to do...
Is. But yeah, sometimes it is. It's also a very good point.
But you can do the hard right thing plenty of times. The easy thing isn't always the correct thing. Often it's just the easy thing.
Yes, but the hard thing is not always the correct thing either. Sometimes the easy thing is the right thing.
That's absolutely true.
The simplest thing is different than the easy thing, you know?
Sure. Yes. They could both be right.
Sometimes the simplest, easiest thing is the right thing to do.
And sometimes it's the hardest thing to do.
And sometimes it's the
sometimes
hardest
it's
thing
the
to do.
Sometimes it's the most complicated, hardest thing.
I feel like...
Sometimes the most complicated thing is actually the best plan.
You know what we're doing right now? We're just having fun saying words. We're not actually thinking about what we're saying.
A very complicated but simple thing is a Rube Goldberg machine. It's very complicated to set up, but very simple to put in motion, and then it just works on its own.
Mm-hmm. It's complicated with Space Alec Baldwin as an underrated movie.
You think so?
I feel like it's rated very well enough. It's exactly where it should be.
Well, sometimes the simplest thing is the best thing.
And just to point out, where it should be is on the shelf of a house you take a vacation in.
Oh my gosh, a right space next, Airbnb.
Yeah. Right next to the Knick and Knack and the Bric-a-Brac.
And the Babadook. Their taste is all over.
Oh yeah, all horrible taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but when you're decorating,
do you think it's like someone's taste? Though I always figured those movies were like left there by people.
They're decorating. They're decorating to decorate for guests. They're not decorating to their personal taste.
Oh, guests would love to watch this movie.
It's complicated. Is a very good movie to watch if you're at like a beach house, but it's raining.
I think It's Complicated is a good movie to watch if you're boring.
I also thought that they were like hollow vids that you get by going to yard sales. Ooh. You know, because they're really cheap, so it's just whatever's on clearance. They're not actually anybody's taste.
I pretty regularly visit an Airbnb that has all of the hollow VDs that they have are Space Russian bootlegs.
Yes, that's a very common thing.
And it's very fun.
When I was in a space high school, Space
you
Papa
never
John's,
were. You never
space
were.
Space Papa John's had a promotion to deliver a space DVD with your pizza, and I got Weekend at Bernie's too. That was one of the options.
Do you remember when Space Burger King had the Xbox games, and one of
yes!
them was
yes!
Space uh-huh. Sneak King?
That game was legitimately great.
It was. And so was Space Pocket Bike Racers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the third game was, but I know there were three.
I can't believe that they did this. I can't believe that.
Do you remember this?
I do,
yeah. They put in so much effort to those.
I feel like they were actually good games, though.
I feel like space companies in the early space 2000s had like really weird marketing departments that
none
they
of us
just
were alive
understand.
Back then.
Yeah.
Especially Space Burger King.
Yeah. I had a Zillow 2000, the one with Space
nah.
Matthew Broderick from Taco Bell.
Space
Zillow.
A cup holder that was just Zillow that would hold your cup, but the way you attached it to your spaceship was you would roll down your window and then put the little arm between like the window and the lip and then roll your window back up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I could find a picture on the HoloNet of that specific thing, but boy, did I love that. And I didn't even have a car.
So I'm worried spaceship. About the level of discomfort you, Lenik, need in order to abandon a relationship.
Oh, almost none. And it's not even necessarily discomfort.
That can't be true. That cannot be true.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay. of the situation that you're in right now.
I mean, yeah, you should have, well...
If that was your threshold
But for... a child is involved.
Well, that is true. And also, the nice thing about us is that just because we're close in proximity doesn't mean that we're emotionally close.
You imprinted on Tony so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm his mother, so it's just kind of what happens.
Okay, how close do you feel to Tamlin?
He's a good kid. Great to hang out with on the weekends. He's a good pal for my boy.
But if push comes to shove...
Yes, I would push him out of the way.
Sure.
To save myself or my son.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, I would push or shove any of you out of the way to save myself or my son.
Do we think that's true?
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out.
I certainly never want to find out.
Yep.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah.
We cannot be put in that position at all.
I believe him because I don't want to find out if it's true. Right. Which means I must assume that it's true.
You have to assume the worst in this situation just because you can't put yourself in a situation where you're depending on it.
You know what we should do? We should rank from highest priority to lowest priority the members of the crew
that we would step in front of a bullet for.
Mm. That we would die for.
Tamlin.
Tony is number one.
Tamlin's number one.
Hold on. We can't all go at once. That's anarchy. Lenik.
Tony is number one. Kat is number two. Everyone else is tied for third.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh,
does Kat count as the Minoc?
That's fair. No, I think I could just take the...
Specifically...
Kat.
Yeah. Okay. Bacta?
Well, Tamlin's number one.
Okay.
Okay, number one, sure.
I feel like I'd take a bullet for everyone else just as easily.
All right, what a boring answer.
Well,
a non-committal answer.
You asked me a question.
That's
so
true. So I got a back to answer is what yep. I got. When?
I feel like I'm going with back to the answer. It's a good answer.
You guys all took the easy way out.
What about you?
Yeah, you're going to do better?
Yeah, I actually am going to do better.
Go for it.
Number one, Lynn.
Why? Why not Tamlin?
Why not Tamlin?
Because Tamlin has the Force.
Oh, he probably doesn't need it.
Okay,
that's actually a pretty good reason.
So, I guess, but no takesies, backsies, I'm going to finish my list. And it's not going to be some bummer criff about how everybody's tied. Nemo.
No.
The only one on the ship who has an income. Okay, we need that money.
He's also here kind of against his will.
I'm doing this, people are trying to assassinate him.
He's also the only reason that, like, he's the only one who need it.
He's
really.
Essentially our hostage. Can you imagine how bad it would look if we let our hostage die?
Yeah. But like a friendly hostage.
Yeah, he's got that, what's the syndrome called?
He's got Mustafar syndrome.
He's got Mustafar syndrome where he's identifying with all of his captives. Captors. So, Lynn,
I think
Nemo.
It's affecting you. You think you're a captive.
I'm a captor and a captive.
And a captain.
And a captain. I'm a captain of captives. And I've got a captive audience, so I'm going to keep going. Lenik.
Thank you. Number three.
You're very welcome. Bacta.
Still not Tamlin?
He has the force.
He doesn't need it in Trist.
I disagree.
I disagree with him. You know,
Order
I disagree
66.
With him. But I... What are
Wait,
you
did you try to activate Order 66 on Bacta?
No. Yeah.
Did you try to get Bacta to kill us?
No.
Seems like what you tried to do.
That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying it's a Jedi way more powerful than Tamlin.
Sure.
Okay.
We're killed.
Yeah, but the
Many of them.
Yeah, but people like wanted to kill
again,
the Jedi.
Again,
nobody knows about Tamlin.
I don't agree.
We do talk about him a lot.
I don't agree with Trist. I've accepted his logic.
But you're just happy
I understand
to, you're just
why
to
he's
four.
Answered the question that way.
I just want you to take protecting Tamlin a little more seriously.
Tamlin is next. He's number five.
Okay.
Tony.
Tony's very lucky that I would definitely shove you in front of a bullet to protect
him. I guess I'm going to have to put Kat on the list now as well.
Yep.
I didn't know that Kat was like up for grabs.
She's in the play.
But she's in the play.
As
so Kat's
introduced...
the bottom of the list.
She's not going to like that. You realize that.
Or, you know what?
We're recording into her right now.
Honestly, Kat, prepare a recipe for an apology. Because I...
That's the out.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Campaign. The Curve of the Minoc will be back again next week. Before I leave you, first, let me tell you about some of our affiliates. Your Stories is a weekly live show turned podcast completely created by our audience. We prompt our storytellers with a theme and they craft a story or any other performance in response. And Modifier is an interview podcast with host Megan Dornbrock that's changing the game when it comes to changing games. Designers of every level are invited to discuss what prompted them to hack a game, the kind of play experiences they seek to create, and the types of stories they're hoping to tell. The Campaign Podcast is a One-Shot Podcast Network production. Bacta is performed by James D'Amato, who can be found on Twitter at OneShotRPG, or on his podcast, The One-Shot Podcast. Trist Valentine is performed by John Patrick Cohen, who can be found on Twitter at JPSoFly, or on stage with Devil's Daughter at IO Chicago. Lena Gilo is performed by Johnny O'Mara, who can be found on Twitter at Johnny and Briefs, or on his podcast, Dilettante Ball, or on stage with Houndstooth at the Bughouse Theater. I'm Kat Cool, and I can be found on Twitter at Wolves Are Cool, with Cool spelled like my last name, K-U-H-L, or at Campaign Pod for the show. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. Finally, all music on the show is performed by the Snowdens of Yesteryear, who can be found at thesnowdensofyesteryear.com or on Spotify, iTunes, and most streaming music services. Until next time, peace is a lie. There is only passion.